From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has offered to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from past policy of talks that would only follow denuclearization.
So we need the DPRK to come to the table for talks. We're ready to talk anytime they'd like to talk. But they have to come to the table, and they have to come to the table with a view that they do want to make a different choice.
Tillerson maintained the U.S. cannot tolerate a nuclear-armed North Korea, said there would first have to be a period of quiet without nuclear and missile testing. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
For the United States to basically be in the position of saying that it's willing to come to the table and talk without those preconditions on North Korea means that negotiations much more likely. The prior situation, less so if it meant that they had to give that up as part of the precondition to come to the table. At this point, the United States is saying, come and we'll talk from there.
It's not clear if Tillerson's statement is backed by President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials, said they did not offer any commitment to talk, but left, in his words, the door ajar. Liberia will hold a delayed second-round presidential election December 26th. Former football star George Weah will face Vice President Joseph Boakai in a poll that was held up for weeks by a court challenge by Charles Brumskine and his Liberty Party, who came in third and was eliminated. The court dismissed the complaint that fraud undermined the result of October's first round. The winner will replace term-limited President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the country's first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a bleak assessment Tuesday on the global effort to fight climate change in remarks to more than 200 global investors and 50 world leaders in Paris, saying the effort is being lost.
Mais on est en train de perdre la bataille.
The French leader said it's time to act and move faster and win this battle. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, referring to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, announced the bank would stop financing oil and gas exploration and extraction after 2019. A senior U.S. military official, Air Force Brigadier General Lance Bunch, Tuesday, said the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan has destroyed 25 illegal drug processing laboratories in southern Helmand Province, eliminating tens of millions of dollars in narcotics funds during the first 3 weeks of an air campaign to counter Taliban revenue. Bunch spoke via teleconference from Kabul to reporters at the Pentagon.
The new strategy highlights that this is a new war, and that the gloves are off, if you will, and that we've got now these authorities, we need to be able to go and target the Taliban network.
He praised the new authorities granted under the Trump administration, allowing the U.S.-led coalition to strike Taliban support structures, including weapons caches and revenue generators. U.S. federal prosecutors announced terrorism charges against suspect Akayed Ullah Tuesday, a day after the 27-year-old Bangladesh immigrant allegedly detonated a pipe bomb in a New York City subway tunnel in what authorities say was an attack inspired by Islamic State. Jun Kim is acting U.S. attorney.
Ullah stood in the tunnels under the Port Authority, plotting to kill. Today, he stands charged with federal crimes of terrorism.
The bomb he carried did not fully explode and left Ullah and three others wounded. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court Tuesday told the Security Council that member states have been undermining the ICC's reputation by refusing to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, wanted for charges of genocide in Darfur.
These states' parties have failed to comply with the court's request for his arrest and surrender, despite a clear treaty obligation to do so.
She criticized the council for failing to act when members of the Rome Statute welcomed Mr. Bashir, and she named Jordan, Chad, and Uganda. Iran's southeastern province of Kerman was hit by multiple strong earthquakes Tuesday and Wednesday, causing some injuries and damage. The first quake measured 5.9 magnitude, followed by smaller aftershocks. Early Wednesday, a stronger 6.0 magnitude quake struck the same area. Two main stock indices on Wall Street posted record closing highs Tuesday, boosted by bank stocks. With the prospect of corporate tax cuts in the U.S., the U.S. Central Bank is also set to raise a key interest rate, perhaps as early as Wednesday. The Dow Jones Index rose 118 points to 24,504. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.